Thank you for being here tonight. Take your Bibles and turn to the book of Psalm, please. Psalm chapter number 32. Psalm chapter number 32. We were in this psalm last Sunday, and then Sunday morning, Sunday night, and then Brother Jason preached for us on Wednesday night, and didn't he do a wonderful job? Amen. I tell you, he's preaching way beyond his years, and he just did an excellent job preaching about Abraham and Isaac, and it was a blessing. It's a blessing. I've told you this before, but I'm going to say it again. Somebody may not have heard it. I was in a meeting years ago at Antioch Baptist Church, very discouraged. I was going through some battles in the first church I pastored. And there was a meeting in the morning where they called preachers from the floor. And you know, nobody ever knew who was going to preach. They asked you to preach 15 or 20 minutes. They tried to preach four or five preachers every morning in that Jubilee meeting. And they called on me to preach. And I got up and preached that morning. I sat back down. And there was an older gentleman at the time. I thought he was real old. He was in his 60s. I don't think that's too old anymore for some reason. Amen. Amen. But an older gentleman got up behind me. And he said, everywhere I go, he said, I hear people saying, what are we going to do? The old preachers are passing off the scene. We miss Brother J.W., don't we, Sister Jody?
Amen.
He was a jewel. Don't tell him I said so because he'd get the big head. Amen. Oh, Brother J.W., Brother Mays, so many others, Brother Cecil, just good men of God, precious men of God. But he said, everywhere I go, people ask me, what are we going to do? The old preachers are passing off the scene. And he looked down at me and he told the congregation, he said, bless God, open your eyes. He said, God's got some young men coming along. He'll take care of his gospel. And it was just, you might as well just put a shot of B12 in me. Say amen. That spiritual B12. I felt like leaving there and charging hell with a water pistol. Amen. He just blessed me. Amen. And I say the same thing about Brother Jason and Brother Chris. God's got young men coming along. Amen. I'm not worried about this thing. Long as you know, we said the other day, the seasons will always be here. And I'll tell you what, I believe till the Lord comes, he'll always have a man. He'll always have a witness. Amen. A man preaching his word. Psalm 32, I'm going to let you sit down tonight. I'm going to be good to you like Brother Dale. I don't want him to get ahead of me. Amen. Let's read the psalm tonight, and then I'm going to make a few comments, and I'll recap just a little bit of last week so you'll know where we are. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. Can I ask you a question? Are you blessed? That's the name of the message, blessed. This would be part three. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. That word guile is talking about deceit. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day. For day and night thy hand. He's talking to God now. He said, God, your hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto thee. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse, or as the mule, which hath no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with a bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Pray with me a moment. Father, thank you for the folks that have gathered tonight in the house of God. Lord, I'm well aware every time that I stand, it could be the last time that I get to stand. Help me, Lord, tonight to do my best for Thee. Give us ears tonight, our Lord, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say to us tonight in this meeting. Lord, help us to be sensitive. Lord, I thank you for getting to meet Ethan a while ago. Lord, it was all because he, the Holy Spirit, said, turn around, go back and talk to that young man. God, I pray you'll work in his heart tonight. Lord, I pray for his boy. I pray for Isaac. God, that you'll help him along the way. Help us now in this meeting, and we'll give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let me say just a little bit about that encounter a little while ago. The weather's fixing to break, and I'm looking forward to it. There's some others that are looking forward to it. We're going to get back on the street, knocking on doors, amen, and inviting people to the house of God. But this man, Ethan, he's 30 years old. He was out in the driveway with his 5-year-old boy throwing a football back and forth. Brother Rick, I thought about you and Chance. Y'all was probably throwing a baseball at that age, back and forth. And it just blessed me. So many parents have turned their children over to the electronics to raise them. I said, you don't know what a blessing it is to me, Ethan, to see you out here tossing a football back and forth with your boy. Amen. I said, it blessed me. And I told him who I was. And he told me he used to go to this church years ago with his dad. No doubt when Brother Jack was here. He said it had been way back. So no doubt. Amen. But you know, if we would just be looking for opportunities and be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, I believe he'd have others to turn around. Say amen. Amen. Stop. Amen. Make sure there ain't nobody really on your tail when you lock it up in the road to turn in the driveway. Amen. We got police officers in our presence, right, Brother Houston? That ain't wise, is it, brother? Amen. But let's just serve the Lord together and see what God does. Amen. All right. This blessed, we said this is the first in the series of Maskil. That is the instructions, what that word means. There's 13 of the Psalms that uses, it looks like the word Mashal, but you pronounce it Maskil. I got on the internet to see how to pronounce it because some of these words are not easy for a country boy to. You say, Pastor, don't you speak English? I speak fluent hillbilly. Amen. And but my English is getting better. Amen. Amen. You marry a teacher like that, it'll get better. You'll die one. Amen. Try. Bless. Bless number one in the message because we're forgiven. We said on the basis of forgiveness was the blood of the Lord. Sin must be covered. Sin is no longer charged. And sin must be confessed. Amen. We're forgiven. And thank God we're blessed because we're forgiven. I'm going to heaven not because I'm somebody, but because he's somebody that forgave me of my sin. Amen. And then we got into the second part of the message. Not only are we blessed because we're forgiven, we're blessed because we have a Father. The Word of God said in verse number 4, for day and night, thy hand. And you see, the psalmist here, David, realized that he was not his own, that he had somebody else that was over him. Amen. I mentioned this in the vestibule to a man this morning. I'll mention it again tonight. Jesus said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? The word Lord means master. And I'll say this. I made a bad mistake years ago. I got caught up in this doctrine of lordship salvation. It's a bad thing. What that doctrine says is you come to Jesus today and get forgiven. Then someday in your life you can make him Lord of your life. Honey, he is Lord. He don't need nobody to make him Lord. And if you trust him as your Savior, he's Lord of your life. Amen. Now, you can cooperate with his lordship and get along fine, or you can go against the grain, amen, and refuse to turn the cat around, and you'll get chastised. That's what we talked about last week, amen, a father to chastise us. The second thing I want to mention, he's a father to confess to. I want to say this tonight. I want to say it humbly. But listen, we're not supposed to be confessing our sin to a priest or a preacher. The Bible said there's one mediator between God and man. That's the man, Christ Jesus. Now listen to me. If I've sinned against you, I need to confess that to you. Amen. If I've sinned publicly, I need to confess it publicly. If I've sinned and God's the only one that knows about it, God's the one I need to talk to about it. Amen. I don't need to talk to everybody else about it. Amen. And so he's one. The Bible said down here, confess, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. So thank God for that. He's one we can confess to. And then he's one to comfort us. Look in verse number 7. Thank God, God's not just one to chastise us, and he's not just one to confess to, but he's one that comforts us. Let me say something about chastisement that I didn't say last week. Sometimes God uses a rod, but sometimes he doesn't. I'll tell you this, in my life, in my Christian life, God has smothered me with his goodness more times than using the rod and made me ashamed of where I was in my Christian life. The Bible said the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Amen. I get to measuring how good he's been, how sorry I've been. That song, Sister Amanda, was a lot about that this morning. And it makes you want to repent. Crawl back up there, buddy, and get right with God. Amen. Have those blessings flowing in your life once again. Not only is he a father to confess to and a father to comfort us, a father that'll chastise us if needed, but I want you to see this tonight. He's a father that compasses us. Look what the Word of God said here. Beloved, the Bible said here, thou art my hiding place. And that's a comforting thing, isn't it, tonight, to know that we have a hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Thank God tonight he's a father that's all around us to compass us as God's children tonight. Look at verse 10. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord. Is that you tonight? You ought to put yourself in the Bible. If you're one that's trusted in the Lord, listen to what he said. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. That reminds me of Brother Mays back in his life when he was preaching the Word of God. Brother Mays said, I have two angels that follow me everywhere I go. He said, one of them's name is Goodness. And the other one's name is Mercy. He got that out of Psalm 23. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Ain't that a blessing tonight? Amen. Thank God, beloved. Listen, we have a Father that compasses us. Now I'm going to give you something tonight that'll bless you. I believe it'll help you tonight. I want you to look with me, please, at Psalm chapter 34. Just turn the page over there for just a minute. We're talking about a Father to compass us. I want you to see, I'm going to just read this in its context because it's all a blessing. The Bible said here, Psalm of David, I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. You know, we can tell a lot about our Christian experience about what we're bragging on. Say amen. You know what a lot of people will do? They'll brag on their church. Well, there's a little bit of that probably that's okay. Some will brag on their wife, brag on their husband, brag on their children. If you've got grandchildren, I promise you, you're bragging on your grandchildren. Amen. But now, listen, we need to be a people that makes much of Jesus, that brags on the Lord. Amen. That brags. He said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord. He heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. I love this text. They looked unto him and were lightened. Honey, if you look unto him, he'll lighten your loads. Amen. If you look unto him, he'll get you out of darkness and let you walk in the light. Watch what he said. And their faces were not ashamed. I love this verse. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. Verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see, I say tonight, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. We're blessed tonight because we have a Father that compasses us round about. I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Job. You'll have to go back a little bit, a few pages in the Word of God. I want you to go back to the book of Job. Now this blessed me. I hope it'll bless you. In Job, I want to read chapter 22 and verse number 10. You say, Pastor, why do you get so excited about the Lord compassing us and the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him? I want to show you something here. This will bless you. Look at verse 10. The Bible said, therefore snares are round about thee. Honey, I'm glad I got somebody that knows where the snares are. Say amen. Amen. Brother Chris, I'll give it away with the young people that are here tonight. But I tell you, I did something with young people one time that I don't think they'll ever forget. I took that room over there, and I set down, not mouse traps, rat traps. I mean, they break your toe if you step in one of them. Say amen. Amen. I set them things like a maze all across that. And I had my daughter. I think it was my daughter. I can't remember who it was now, but I had somebody I could trust because I didn't want them to step in that trap, amen? And I blindfolded them because, you see, Satan don't lay his traps out where you can see them. He camouflages them, amen? And he'll hide them. He wants you to be snared before you realize what's going on, amen? And whoever that was, I wish I could remember. But anyway, whoever that was that I had, I know I used my daughter at the Christian school. I can't remember who it was, but anyway, in the room over there. But I walked them, brother. They were blindfolded. And I said, you need to listen very carefully. I'd say, take one step to the right, one step forward, two steps to the left. And I walked them through those snares. Ain't y'all glad we got somebody that can walk us through the snares? Amen. He's right there with us every step of the way. Amen. I might not be able to see him, but honey, he knows every one old sleuth what's laid out for us tonight. Amen. And he can direct our steps. The Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And glory to God, the end of this road is going to end up in glory with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He knows the way through the wilderness. All we have to do is follow. If we just listen for his voice, then know that he's there. And I'm going to give you something else that's even a better blessing to me that I believe will be to you too. Go to Job 23 with me. Turn over the page there. Now watch this. Job 23 and verse number 8. I believe old Job knew what he was talking about. Job's not speaking because some professor taught him something. He's speaking of something he learned in life. Amen. Watch this now, verse number 8. Job said, behold, I go forward, but he is not there. Wait a minute. How many of y'all know that God is omnipresent? Hey, the psalmist said, if I made my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. You can't get away from him. Amen. Watch this now. Watch this. Job said, behold, I go forward, but he's not there, and backward. But watch this, I cannot perceive him. You say, Pastor, I just don't know about the angel of the Lord camping round about me. I'm going to tell you something. If you're saved by the grace of God, I promise you he is. But here's what God wants us to see. We can't always perceive it.
That's right.
It's not always obvious to us.
Amen.
You say, what are you looking at? Look at here. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, and I cannot see him. But, oh glory to God, he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, oh Job, beloved, he's walking by faith. He can't see what he's doing. He can't perceive the presence of the Lord around him or beside him or in front of him. But he said, I know one thing. Here it goes with the song tonight, sister. I'm going to trust you, Lord. And when I trust you, I know when he's tried me, I'm going to come out on the other side like gold. Years ago, most of you all know this, but I learned about the silversmith. The silversmith will turn the heat up under that silver. And what's happening when he's turning the heat up? The dross is coming to the top. That silversmith will take a ladle of sorts and scoop the dross off of the top. You say, Pastor, how does he know when he's got it just right? It's when he sees his reflection in the silver. I want to tell you something tonight, beloved. You know what God's looking for in my life and your life? Looking for his reflection. The Bible teaches us that, listen, Christian was not a name that was given to Christians by Christians. Christians is a name, they were called Christians first at Antioch. It was given to them, beloved, by those around that didn't know the Lord. You say, Pastor, why did they call them Christians? Because they acted like Christ. That's why they called them Christians. Amen. He must be. Yes, he is. He's been to Calvary. Amen. Amen. He's trusted Jesus as his Savior. I just want to say this. You can't always perceive him, but he's always there. In times in your life, in times in pastor's life, you're not going to be able to perceive. You're not going to be able to shout, so to speak, over his presence. But you're going to know if you believe this book. You say, Pastor, how can you make such a statement? Brother Gary, here comes one of your favorite verses. He'll never leave me. That don't mean you can always sense his presence. That don't mean you always perceive his presence. But he promised he would never leave us nor forsake us. I'm going with you all the way to the end of the world. I don't know about you, but that tickles me to death. I got somebody, amen, to go all the way. All the way. So tonight we're blessed because we're forgiven. We're blessed because we have a Father. And this will conclude the message tonight. We're blessed because we have a wonderful future. Look what the Bible said here with me tonight in verse number 8. You say, the psalmist comes down here and he says, you're my hiding place. He's comforted by that. He's chastised David. David's gotten right with God. He's comforted David. David's confessed his sin to God. But then there's something... If in the English language, if you say, I will do something, that's future. If you say, I have done something, that's past. If you say, I am doing such and such, that's present. So this is future. Watch what God says to David prophetically here in verse number 8. He said, I will instruct thee in the way which thou shalt go. These psalms, these maskil, are psalms of instruction. That's what that word means, instruction. And God wants us to, he wants us to understand we can be blessed, but we're going to have to follow the instructions. This book is our instruction manual for life. Amen. I said, I believe last Sunday at some point in the message, many men, they get that Christmas thing out, that toy, and they start putting it together, and the wife says, don't you think you better read the instructions? Oh, no. Tim, the tool man's got the drill. He's got the driver drill, and he's going to put her together. And he has some pieces left when he gets done, and you have to take it all apart to put those pieces. And the wife's sitting over there grinning, and you're wanting to take the drill to her. Say amen. Drill another hole in her head, amen. But I'm telling you, beloved, we could save ourselves a lot of trouble if we just read the instructions. God has given us a book. The Bible said, thy word. You say, Pastor, the snares, I have the Lord around me, but thy word is a lamp unto my feet. There's a trap, see it? There's a trap, see it? See where I'm coming from? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have a building that's about probably 90 to 100 feet above my house. It's my shop. And I have no problems whatsoever. Pitch dark, I have no problems whatsoever going out my back door. I know where the back step is. And I know where the hill starts. I found out where the clothesline pole is years ago. And I have no problem walking to the shop in the dark. But Brother Chris, I've started carrying a light. You don't know why? I can smell the skunks. Wouldn't that be bad to step on a skunk? Now, Miss Eves loves me, but not that much. I ain't getting back in the house if I step on a skunk, amen, or scare a skunk and I get sprayed by a skunk. Matter of fact, one time when I started deer hunting years ago, I didn't have no sense, Brother Jim. I got that skunk scent, that cover scent, they called it, on my hands. I threw my arm across Miss Eve in the bed and she said, "What is that?" There was a 6-foot skunk got in the bed with her. That's what it was. Amen. Amen. This is future. God said, "I will instruct thee." And then he said, "I will guide thee with mine eye." Tonight, I want you to think about this. I know Miss Eve will appreciate this. When our children were being raised in church, all she had to do, Brother Chris, was look at them. Mm-mm. Sometimes that's all she has to do to me, Brother Mike. Amen. Look at me. Amen. But I'm telling you, that what come back to my mind when I read that text, "I will instruct thee with mine eye." How many remembers when Peter denied the Lord? He made eye contact, didn't he, brother, with Jesus? The Bible said he went out and he wept bitterly. We have a Father that loves us so much. He said, "Now listen, I'm not just taking care of you to hear. There's a future out there. And I'm going to take care of you all the way. I'm going to guide you with mine eye. I'm going to instruct you in your life." I don't know about you tonight, but I'm blessed to have a Father that cares that much about me. He's not going to leave me to myself. He knows what a mess I would make if I were left to myself. He's going to go with me all the way. Now I'll say this tonight. Look at verse 11. This is the overflow of blessed. The Bible said, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous." You know, when the Bible said rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, I said a while ago we can't always perceive His presence, but He's always there. You know what I believe we ought to do? I believe we ought to rejoice regardless of our circumstances. You remember the disciples went out. Jesus sent them out. I think there were 70, 2 by 2. You remember that? And they come back, and man, they were just so thrilled with how God was working, and the spirits were subject unto them. People were getting saved. People were getting healed. And Jesus said, "Howbeit in this, rejoice not, but rather rejoice, because your name, Brother Sam, is written in heaven."
Amen.
So you know how long we ought to rejoice? As long as our name is written in heaven. The psalmist in Psalm 150 said it like this: "Long as you're breathing, amen, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord." The overflow. "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart." I give you this and I'm completely finished tonight. And this is not original with me. It may have even been Brother Mays. I used to love to listen to Brother Mays. And some of the old Brother Crusenberry. There was a woman asked Brother Mays one time, said, "What's that white stuff in the corner of your mouth when you're preaching?" He said, "Honey, that's honey from Canaan's fair land." Amen. I'm telling you. Brother May said one time, I heard him say this. I'm going to have to remember what I was going to talk about a minute ago now. Oh, I know what it was now. Y'all help me remember. Brother May said, "I'm going to wait just inside the gate on some of you Baptists." He said, "You're going to walk through the gate," and said, "You're going to kick your heels up and say, 'Glory!'" He said, "I'm going to say, I told you that good all along. You wouldn't listen." Amen. But I heard Brother Mays say this years ago. You remember the story of the children of Israel to march around Jericho one time for 6 days. And on the seventh day, they were to march 7 times around. Does everybody know what they were supposed to do next?
Shout.
Remember that? Now I'm going to ask you a question. This Brother Mazer brought this to my attention. Did the wall fall? Did they shout before the wall fell? Or did they shout after the wall fell? Before. If we get a hold of what God's got in this little psalm right here for us, that instruction, don't matter what our circumstances in, we could just go ahead and praise Him. We could go ahead and shout. We might feel like we've got a wall all the way around us, but I believe the wall will fall. Amen. And God will lead us on for His glory. Let's pray. Father, thank You tonight. Thank You for Your goodness. Thank You for Your grace. Thank You for Your mercy. Thank You tonight, Lord, for Your people. Thank You for Your presence. Lord, I'm just being honest. I love to sense Your presence. But Lord, when the times come in our lives when we can't sense Your presence, it's good to know You're there. Good to know You keep Your word. Good to know, Lord, You cannot break a promise. Good to know You can't lie. You're the God of all grace, the God of all comfort. And Lord, we're Yours. We belong to You tonight. Help us to rejoice in that fact. Lord, there's a lot of things I don't know tonight. Many, many things I don't know. But I know my name is written in heaven. I know I don't deserve that. I don't deserve the office of pastor of this church. I don't deserve the roof over my head. I don't deserve the wife, God, that You've blessed me with. The children, the grandchildren. I don't deserve a bit of it, Lord. But I am grateful. I'm thankful, Lord, tonight for my friends. Thank You for the family of God. I pray now, Lord, tonight You'll minister in our hearts and in our lives. Our heads are bowed for just a moment. Our eyes are closed.